Good morning, welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Monday the 12th of April. I hope you're all well and had a good weekend. A couple of bits of admin first. Ultimate, guys, we need two processes this week. Rotherham are playing Tuesday and Thursday. I think they're catching up from a missed COVID period. So there will be Ultimate tomorrow covering Tuesday, Wednesday, then Ultimate Thursday covering Thursday night, then Ultimate Friday covering the weekend as we draw to the season's close. Getting more and more sort of emails and queries on what I think of the season. Genuinely, you know, send them in by all means. I'm not going to answer them. I'll deal with that all at the end of the season. You know, we'll have a cooling off period from the end of May. I will do all the numbers, I'll update them on the website. I'm going to try and do as much analysis and info as possible to share with you. You know, average goals, all the 1x2 percentages, goal times, all that. I'll try and do as much as I can through that period. And then I can make that really the subject of pods going through the summer as we get ready for next season. What else have we got? Master. I turned the Masters off last night, I'll be honest. I know I'm in the minority, I'm well aware of that. I just don't enjoy the tournament at all like I used to. I think the course now, I enjoyed Thursday because it played a bit tougher. But the course is nothing like the Augusta of old. You know, they're hitting 6-7 irons into the par fives. The greens are holding. You know, I couldn't understand why they watered the greens Friday. They knew rain was coming Saturday. You're seeing more and more runaway leaders, you know, from Woods in 97, Spieth, Johnson, Matsuyama. You're just seeing more of that happening more and more. There's only 5 or 6, no, that's a bit unfair, 10 to 20 guys who can play the golf course well. That's why you get multiple champions. That's why you get Mickelson winning it 3-4 times, Nicholas 5-6 times, Woods 4-5 times. Spieth will win it again, I'm sure. I just don't enjoy anything like I used to. I really don't. I find the Open much more compelling as a viewing golf than that. You know, I know there was some wobbles and things later on, but the guy was 4 strokes clear. The course was playing soft. I didn't for 1 minute when I saw the first couple of holes think he wasn't going to win it. You know, the gear goes so far now. Just don't really enjoy it at all. Not at all for me. I actually enjoyed the Players more, watching the Players Championship more than that. But I know you all crave and there. I just ask you to take a step back and have a look at it. Look at what it used to be, those of you who've watched a long time compared to now. When you had the likes of Faldo hitting 2-3 irons into the 10th as opposed to now they're hitting 9 irons. Boring. Anyway, that's that. Right. Mindset Monday. I want to try and move through the next few months with these. Obviously, I can't just keep coming on here and spouting the same stuff. You know, I've said similar things now for 10, 12 years. I'm very set in my ways, very stuck in my ways. I don't really change anything. I believe in my processes, believe in what I do. You have ups and downs. I'm quite contrary better, so I probably have some bigger ups and downs. Bad weekend myself in some areas, but I keep working with that. But I want to try and move this forward into some sort of, if you like, we've done some theory, some practical, genuinely for people who are interested. The issue I have and why I ask for feedback, I know there's people who listen to this day in, day out. I know there's people who listen to it for I know there's people who listen for entertainment purposes. I know there's people who listen because they want to learn. I know there's people who listen because they want to have a pop, whatever it may be. The hard bit for me then is sorting out who is what in those brackets and who fits where. Why are people listening what for? And why I ask for feedback, because then I can cater. But I'd like to take a core of people who are genuinely interested. And I mean that, genuinely interested, not people time wasters. Or I seem to have attracted recently a lot of people for some reason, whether it's a jealousy thing or just an idiocy thing. I haven't got time to deal with it. I'll deal with them personally more than in public anyway, of people sort of trying to sign up to things or sign up to things just to criticise or nick the data and do bits like that. It seems to be a little sort of the latest thing that's happening at the minute. So obviously when you're out there like this, it's difficult to know who's genuine, who isn't, what's what. But I'd like to get a good core of people, and I know in my mind some names that this would suit, where we actually do some of the exercises going forward. So we do a lot of currently we've got another 30-day challenge, but more of a sort of FTS-wide 30-day challenge, 100-day challenge, some record-keeping exercises to sort of build you towards August, September next year in a better place. And challenge your, there's a good impact in, a good impact, good chapter in one of Mark Douglas's books. I can't remember which one it is. It might be Training in the Zone, where he talks about beliefs. You know, he goes through three or four chapters. It is about beliefs that he does. And I think that's one thing now where sort of the next step of this, when you've gone through processes, confidence, planning, one of the big issues, particularly in a social media world now, is what we believe and how we take that forward and how it affects us with our training. So if you get yourself stuck into a certain belief pattern that this is what's going to happen and I firmly believe that and it happens to be wrong, and an example of that, I believed that Leicester were going to fall away the year they won the title, kept going against them to my detriment. I can't, and it wasn't a process thing, it's when I just started allowing my belief to dictate what I was doing. I just couldn't have it in my head that they were going to win the league. So, you know, irrespective of what the numbers were telling me, I kept coming back. You'll see how I've learnt a bit this season, because on Friday I was very bullish about West Ham. And part of that is a learning process from what I learned with Leicester. The numbers, the things I'm seeing from West Ham, as much as it pains me because I can't stand them, whilst they're not going to win the league, very similar performance-wise. And I think the problem we have is that we get into these belief patterns, and then they can affect what we're going to do. And then we seek sort of, and I've banged on about this many times, we seek this sort of clarification or this sort of what we deem, I guess, to be some sort of peer acceptance through the likes of Twitter. And there's a group of people on Twitter out there who have sort of somehow self sort of appointed themselves the watchdogs of all gamblers and have got views and comments on everything. And just seem to like to have a ruck or talk bollocks or whatever way you want to do it. And then they can, if they start disagreeing with what you believe, that causes conflict in you, and you start to get, and you get this sort of personal confrontation of what to do, and I think it affects your confidence in that. And I think you've got to have your own set of beliefs, but you've got to be able to challenge them yourself, not get set by somebody else, not get set by somebody who you deem to be better than you, which I just find a real strange concept. I'm having genuinely pretty much now full time off social media, because you know I'll post the FTS is up to date and I'll go on there very rarely, but I cannot at all I just read it, and I've been on there quite a bit, day in, day out, and I just think these people are just horrific. Genuinely, they're not your mates, they're not your friends, and they just want to have a go and a pop. I've got a couple of people at the minute just constantly having little digs, and just think, what's all that about? What is it all about? And I think if you're new to this game, and that's an avenue you might go and search out, and then you might pick up what they believe and this, that and the other, and it doesn't necessarily mean it's true. What good is that actually doing you? So I think that what you've got to do is develop your own sort of beliefs, your own trading style, but you've got to challenge them. And that's one of the keys. So you need to build a process into that then, so that if something is clearly not working and going wrong, you have a process to identify it and work through it. So I have processes that I go through pretty much weekly to check my results, check the games I've entered, check whether I've done everything I should. I made a mistake this week. I entered a game I shouldn't have entered. I got the league wrong. In one of my sheets, just completely misread it, was busy. And it ended up losing. So I've actually had a bet that I shouldn't have had. I literally, just one click of an Excel sheet, Primera in Spain as opposed to Primera in Portugal. So getting into that process then of having, you know, this is what I believe, this is how I'm going to work, this is how I'm going to trade, but not getting stuck to that belief that you end up, that you blinky yourself to an extent that nothing else can go, you know, nothing else could change, nothing can be changed, because that's what I believe and that's what's going to work. And I think you've got to try and have that sort of process built, and it's something I want to try and walk people through and accept that there's, you know, many different beliefs and we're all different. I keep saying that. I don't get, again, why people feel they must force, you know, their beliefs on you. And that's something that's happening more and more through society with everything. You know, you take the vaccine at the minute, don't have it. People going on Twitter, don't have the vaccine. I mean, I don't even understand what that's about. Who are you telling? Who is it that you're telling that to? Because you don't want to have it, you feel it's right to tell other people not to have it? What is all that about? But I mean, people who with absolutely zero qualification to make that statement going on, don't have the vaccine. Zero qualification. Nothing. They think they know everything, but it's absolutely zero. Minuscule. Every time I've challenged one of these people about something like this, they've got fuck all. Absolutely fuck all to come back with. Zero. Other than some poor, piss poor YouTube video or something else that they've seen somewhere, which is complete and utter bollocks. Every single time. I've had so much stuff sent to me when I was back in the first lockdown, when I was talking about this pandemic and was being a bit more, if you like, political and state. We've got a government that's fucked things right up. That's an absolute fact and it'll be proven, take years. But people claiming they're scientists and know this, that and the other, but then feeling they should tell other people, don't have the vaccine. Who thinks, I know what I'm going to do on this social media, don't have the vaccine. Who the fuck do you think you are? Honestly. And it exists in everything. It exists in every single walk of life now. It for me, it's an absolute cancer running through society. But for you to be good at this game, I'm a very resilient character. That's one of my great traits. I'm very resilient. I look at things that people say about me, look at that, and I genuinely, I couldn't give a fuck. I get angry in the extent that I want to go back at them, and then I think, well, actually, this is the odd one I do, obviously, as you've seen on the pod. And it's, I just think, you know what, mate? You are just a fucking sad little individual. You are fucking sad, sat at home, wanking in the corner, trying to act like you're Billy Big Bollocks. You got fuck all. I could fucking buy and sell you 10 times over. You've got fuck all about you. What's the point? You're not worth my energy. Fuck off. And there's so many of that. But I think, you know, part of this process, all very well, as I say, let's, rather than getting off track, we talk about all these processes there, you know, we can go into numbers and say, right, that's that, and this has happened and that has happened. But I think you've got to have a way forward that you believe in, that you the beliefs are centered around logic. I'm a very logical person. Beliefs are centered around logic, and you take that forward. But you're willing to challenge them yourself when things go wrong. But you build the process to do that. It's not that, oh, that's going wrong, I'm going to change it. You've got to try and understand what's going wrong and not let your belief that this will turn round or this will happen affect what you actually see in the numbers, and vice versa. If something's working, believing that it will last forever, all these sort of things I think you need to look at. And I think for me, the way to take that forward is practical, as opposed to me just repeating the same things week in, week out on a podcast. And I hope that by doing some of these courses, not courses, exercises, I guess you would call them, you know, it's almost a little bit like homework now, right? We're going to take some of what we've talked about and we're going to actually go and put it into practice. I think that you will find that you will improve how you act, because I am a firm believer that so much of this is about our mental system rather than anything else. And I think that you need to have a something you believe firmly in, to have the conviction to stake it and do it properly. But you've got to trust it. You've got to not want to be seen, just in my mind, as Billy Big Bollocks, look at me when you're winning and you disappear when you're losing. I think you've got to try and keep a level head. You've got to be able to question yourself and what you're doing at every stage, all the time. I make notes on everything. You know, I sit when I'm trading making notes and notes and notes. You know, the games, I think that cannot lose. Genuinely, I believe that cannot lose, and they do lose. And I try and not find a reason why, but make sure that my process to get to what I believed is right. So, you know, I do think it's a really, I think it is trading in the zone. Somebody will back that up if they can on Twitter, because there'll be people who've read all his books, and I've read them, and I can't remember which one it's in. I think that was one of the big things that came out to me in one of those books, whichever one it was that the beliefs that we have can really affect how you trade, because I think, you know, In effect, I'm talking about opinions and things like that, that we keep going. And when I talk to people about, you know, individuals, when I talk to them about their trading, you know, I do hear things like that. You know, it's 0-0 in one game and they've closed for a loss. It's 0-0 in another game and they've kept going and lost a lot. And when you ask them why, well, I believed there'd be a goal. That's the word they use. I believe there'd be a goal. Well, where did that come from? What is that? Why? You've got to get over that. You've got to try and challenge that, because I always say it's the big losses. It's everybody can win. It's the big losses that tend to knock you backwards and knock you out. And whilst that's part of process, if you start making steps like, I believe there was going to be another goal because XYZ team was going, you're actually getting off track of what you're doing. We need to get you back on track. You know, last week I talked about staking more on things that win more. I think that went pretty well for some people. They could resonate with it. So the next stage is understanding what we're betting on, why we're betting on it, what the beliefs that we've got into that system are, and then take it forward. So, you know, it's very difficult mindset to get into one. And I know I come across on here at times as I don't know what you'd call it, bullish, arrogant, whatever. As I say, half the time it's just joking, whether people want to believe that or not, you know. But we do all have a perception of things. We have our own belief system firmly built inside us. Some people more than others, as I say, they feel they've got to take it to the outside world and you know, there is no other opinion. And I think that is pretty much where the world is at now. I say everything now is a binary decision, you know, Brexit or stay in, you know, Trump or Biden. There's no middle ground with things at all. You know, going to see trouble, I think, in Northern Ireland for a fair amount of time, unfortunately, with what's gone on. And it's all a lot of this binary, you know, I believe that and I'm not moving from it and fuck you and that's it. And I think you've got to be able to challenge your own beliefs. You've got to think about what you do, what actual values you've got in life, where they go, and then challenge them. And I really think that does relate to how you trade and how you bet going forward, because I perceive everything that I do as an opportunity. You know, so even this season when goals aren't going, I look at it as an opportunity to do things. I could just take the view, the whole game's, you know, you listen to people now, Tottenham, Man United yesterday, game's gone, game's fucked, that's it. But that doesn't help, does it? It's we are where we are. VAR's not going to go away. The game is where it is. So you look at where the opportunities are. What's the point in jumping up and down? All the players, all of them, Tottenham players, right through all of them, all cheat, all try and find an angle. The game is completely and utterly as a watching spectacle. For me, it's dead. I think it's dull, boring, pundits talk shite. That's my belief. So I don't watch it. Just cut it off, don't watch it. But I don't just take the view, football's gone, the game's gone, so everything's fucked. I look at what opportunities does this current scenario that we're in now offer. It's certainly offering opportunities in unders markets. Certainly seems to be. It's offering opportunities in away win markets. So I go against my beliefs. I've got spreadsheets that tell me laying away teams for the last 5 years has been fantastic. This year, oh, it's done your bollocks. I have to change the way I think about things. Not just believe constantly, well, this is going to sort itself out. This is going to sort it out. And I say the end of the season will be a time when we get to analysis. But I think what I'm going to do over the next couple of weeks, and it may not be next week, there will not be a Mindset Monday next week or the week after. So Monday pods, actually, there won't be one. I've got two things on the next two Mondays that I can't do. So I will probably do a Mindset podcast, but it'll be later in the week, maybe Wednesday, Thursday. But I think what I'm going to do is set up some of these courses, probably put a sort of self-assessment form up for people to fill in, and it's going to be one of these things. I'm not going to mark it. It's going to be one of these things where people have to be honest with themselves. I said in our 100-day, our current 30-day challenge we got going, I'm trusting people to put their prices down that they've entered and exited at. You're only going to cheat yourself. So I think we're going to set some processes up, which we can run with through the next 2-3 months. And I will only be looking, I will genuinely be monitoring who's in it. And if I think anybody's in it for the wrong reason, I'm just going to remove them. I want this to work for the people that it matters to. I don't want any fucking Billy Big Bollocks, tyre kickers, waste of time, people who are coming in to offer their view on everything. I'm just going to bin them off out of it. But I think, you know, even if we get 10, 15, 20 people who really want to give this a proper go, we can look at building processes, building confidence, looking at ways that you can have a process then to challenge what you do, challenge what you believe and take it forward, and work through it. So I think one of the things at the minute for you guys to do, particularly if you're listening to this and you think, I want to be part of that, I'm going to do that. Don't need to email me at the minute, but I think what you want to do is get yourself a Word document or a notepad or, you know, notes on your phone or whatever, and start writing down, you know, I'm not talking political beliefs or but core beliefs of trading that you have, methods you operate, why you operate them, what is it that you believe in, you know, when you're setting that up, what, you know, almost, I believe that, you know, laying favourites in horse racing, priced XYZ, profitable, and then why? So you can't just say, I believe that, and then I say, well, why is that? You know, don't take the vaccine. Why? Well, no, don't give me a fucking reason. Don't be bollocks. Give me a reason. And exactly the same. I want to lay home teams between XYZ. This is why. This is what I believe. And you can have as much workings as you like. I've got a Poisson sheet that tells me blah, blah, blah. You know, you can. It's for you. It's not for me. It's for you. So you can make it as detailed or as undetailed as you like. But I think that's the workings of it. And then what we'll do then, we'll put. And what I might ask to see them. You know, if people don't want to send them, that's fine. But the ones I do, I can sort of build a structure around that I can use. On we can use Google Docs online. We can build this little process through the summer. Which I think some people will really benefit from, sort of just challenging what it is you think you know, I think that's what I'd put it under. You know, we all think we know something, but then when you challenge it, it can quite often unravel. And I think one of the key things for me in for people going into next season, sort of one of the aims of this podcast is to get people out doing the same bad habits they've done before. So we've talked a lot about discipline, processes, staking, confidence, all those sort of things. Actually getting into now the mechanics of you as a person, how you execute your trades. And I think that's one of the key things. I execute things exactly the same. So even in a bad period, I don't change anything. I don't suddenly have £100 extra or whatever. I just keep doing the same thing, do it the same thing to the extent that we get to a stage where we want to get to. So I'll put all that in place, but for the moment, if you just want to write down things that you feel you might believe in regard to trading, you know, why you trade certain things, what your belief pattern behind that is, and then I'll look at structuring something over the next few weeks that we can all run with to be the summer, and I'll be quite active in that. I'm, you know, Sam's going to go to Malta when we can. I'll be quite hands on in that and the management of it, trying to help people over through sort of June, July. And just remember, it doesn't actually matter what anybody else fucking thinks, it's what you think. Arrivederci, have a lovely Monday, and I'll be back with you all tomorrow.